cocaine. Now I want you to love me. Stop stalling love.
Super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Thank you.
Here we go. La 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 la. XCC right there with Life Begins at the Hop. Jim, do you like that one?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that song.
That's from White Music. It's XTC right here on Acoustic Sailing. Welcome. It's 4:14. How do you feel, Jim?
A little out of breath.
And it's fun to be out of breath and on the radio. You're listening to Tufts University Freeform Radio 91.5 WMFO Medford. We want to hear from you. 855-915-9636. That's the number. And please call in and we'll put on anything that you want to hear. So let's start the show in just a moment.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO Medford. Like I said, call me at 855-915-9636 and we'll play what you want to hear. Let's begin the show, shall we? WMFO Medford.
Well, I recall his parting words. Must I accept his fate? Or take myself far from this place? I thought I heard a black bell toll. A little bird did sing. Man loses all when he wants everything. And we'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down. Separates the widow from the bride. Man goes beyond his own decision, gets caught up in the mechanism of swindlers who act like kings and brokers who break everything. The darkest night swiftly falling into the dawn of day. Why would I want him just to lose him again? And we'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from. Above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride.
Okay, that was Joan Baez with Scarlet Tide. And right now, going out to Jim, has a song called For New Time's Sake. It's Amy Rigby.
You stopped my heart when you walked by. I thought you were the one that loved me and made me cry. I see you're not, but that's okay. Maybe we could try it anyway, for new time's sake. For new time's sake. Excuse my haste, I know we just met, but you're reminding me of someone I can't forget. He's in the past. You're here with me. Let's fall in love. For new time's sake, hearts connected, second glance, pay no mind to circumstance.
Okay, fading away in the background, Amy Rigby, For New Time's Sake. And before that was Joan Baez. And we do a lot of public service announcements. And right now, Jim is going to read a public service announcement. Go ahead, Jim, take it away.
On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you have the walk light or other clear right-of-way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Jim. And we appreciate that. And this next song is going out to Dan. It's Hank Williams' Must Die.
Silence, you fool, silence, silence. The creek, it is dry. Don't no one ask why. The cat's in the bag, and the bag's in the river. Don't no one ask why. Hank Williams must die. Shot through the arrows, down in ecstasy. Through the looking glass, I saw his spine moving on over to the Soviet side. Mm-hmm.
No, no one asked why. Hank Williams must die. He's somewhere out there. Happy and alive. He's somewhere out there. Happy and alive.
Focused all around most of the time. I can keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path, I can read the signs. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle what I stumble upon. I don't even notice he's gone most of the time. The time I'm a cool underneath most of the time. I can keep it right between my teeth. I can solve any riddle. I can hold my own, deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive, I can endure. I don't even think about her most of the time. The time my head is on straight most of the time. I'm strong enough and not to hate. I got enough faith and I got enough strength. I keep it all away, way beyond arm's length. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine most of the time. Most of the time, she ain't even in my mind. I wouldn't know her if I saw her. She's that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if she was ever with me or if I was ever with her. Most of the time, I'm halfway content most of the time. I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide. Hide from the feelings that are buried inside. I don't compromise or pretend. I don't care if I ever see her again.
Lost the Nobel Prize because the chauffeur didn't pick him up. You better get over there. Oh my good, what do I can drive?
I didn't come out when I didn't drive.
He couldn't drive. He couldn't.
Well, I guess he walked a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, it would be sad if he probably
played the good violin though.
Yeah, he played violin. Well, yes. He played violin while he drove. That was the trouble.
That, you see?
Yeah. Away.
I think that's a 5-2 out here. Yeah.
I am excited this evening. You know, the famous school for comedians.
I was going to ask you about that. You did a thing on that. A film about 10 years ago.
Yes, 10 years ago. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary in about...
School for Comedians.
Yeah, the famous,
how's it going?
Famous School for Comedians. Well, Johnny, we're in 31 countries. I must tell you right now, Latin America, you can't get in.
Really?
You can't get in, no. I say in the late 80s and in the early 90s, we're going to have people coming
brilliant comedians from Latin America, brilliant.
People always say, where are the new comedians? They're coming from Latin America.
Yeah. And I'm excited because I own the thing and I stand, you know. So I'm very excited. Now, we have developed a home comedy kit. Those that have it know about it, and those that don't know about it.
For people who want to be professional comedians.
Yes. Now, tonight, I'm introducing this. I have the prototype with me. The kit, what you see would be too expensive to send to you. But impressions are a big part of a comedian's...
That's true.
What should we call, tool chest?
Okay. Tricks of the trade?
Picnic basket. You'll see what I mean. Is it out here?
Yes, right here.
I didn't know what it was. Is it?
We have 7 scientists, 3 doctors that we've been employing for the last 5 years, and they have come up with a way to let you impersonate great people. There's a reason why people that are impersonated are great. That's because they're easy to impersonate. That's why they're great. It's like the chicken and the egg. So, there are certain foods that when they interact with the normal body chemistry, produce the impressions. Well, I'm going to show you. It's uncanny. I don't do any of this stuff, so maybe it won't work, but it probably will. Okay. This will be packaged, Johnny, in something made of plastic.
Yeah, this is just a demo. This is a demonstration, kid.
Yeah, this is a demonstration. We're going to start out...
Sit down and make yourself comfortable. Tell me something. How long have we known each other? About 10 months, huh? Say, what's that you got on your finger? An engagement ring? So you and John are engaged, huh? You know? He's a mighty lucky guy. Should be proud to have a woman like you. Listen, I've got something I want to tell you, and don't think I'm getting fresh or anything like that. But this thing been bugging me for a long time, you know, and it's kind of getting heavier and heavier each and every day, and I've just got to get off my chest. See? Never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you.
Guilty, guilty of loving you.
Let me take you back to my childhood a while. See, we had a medium-sized family, you know, and we were rich. But my mother, she tried to bring us up the best she could.
Guilty.
Didn't commit no crime or nothing.
Sorry about that. 1 second. I don't know what happened just now. Something went wrong. I have to go back into it. It's WMFO in Medford, and that was weird. Something just crazy happened. Sorry about that. That was Guilty by UB40. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I always like that one. Train in the Distance is coming your way. It's a song that Paul Simon sang, and I got to find it for you. What the heck happened there? So, if you have a request, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 855-915-9636, and we'll be back in just a second when we get things straightened out.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO, his request for Paul Simon, it's Train in the Distance.
Ooh.
beautiful as southern skies. The night he met her, she was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time, he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while it just fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. And now the man and the woman, they remain in contact. Let us say it's for the child. With disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he just makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts and our brains.
It's a sin. seen you walking back down my street. Such a beauty, looks like you're back on your feet. I think I seen you with your ball the other night. I think I know him, I think he's alright.
In the morning, anything in the way of overwhelming changes. We've all become strangers, even to ourselves. We just can't. Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the rundown. It's the end of Acoustic Sailing. Jim, how'd you think the show went?
I think it went pretty well, Vin.
Really? What were the highlights?
The highlights, Amy Rigby.
How about cutting off Stop That Train? Bad move, huh? Bad, bad move.
Yeah, that was a good song, Vin.
It was a bad move. Okay, let's start over again.
Clash was good, too.
I like that one, too. Okay, so today's show started off with Joan Baez with Scarlet Tide from Day After Tomorrow. Then it was Amy Rigby going out to Jim. We heard For New Time's Sake from Middle Sense. Then it was The Killer Shrews with Hank Williams Must Die from The Killer Shrews going out to Dan. We heard Bob Dylan's Most of the Time from the Bootleg Series, Volume 8. That's from Telltale Signs. UB40 was in there with Guilty from Labor of Love. Paul Simon going out to Jim. We heard Train in the Distance from Negotiations and Love Songs. And what other album, Jim?
Hearts and Bones.
There you go. Then we heard the Mojo Song of 2022. It was Broken Beauty by Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band from their record Dear Scott. We heard The Clash with Train in Vain from Live at Shea Stadium. Way's Blood gave us It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody from And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. Bob Marley gave us Stop That Train from Catch a Fire, and Miles Davis is in the background with Someday My Prince Will Come from The Essential, Miles Davis. Okay, listeners, thank you all for listening to WMFO. Make sure you stick around for the next program. It's going to be a real fun one. Jim, any last words?
Keep the music rocking, Vin.
Okay, hey, in the words of Mark Twain, the two most important days of your life are, one, the day you were born, and two, is the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO Medford.
Strips. I see colors and planes, laser guns and champagne. home.